Allie, Taylor Schroll can't help the way he looks. Oh, we're live?
You staying home tonight? I hadn't planned that. No, plan on it.
I'm just saying, like, the comments you made earlier about Taylor was kind of insensitive,
though.
But we're back.
We're back.
Brittany, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Hopefully you'll have better, you'll be nicer about people. What? My kids are here. The kids are here. What are you guys doing? We have an audience.
We have a live
audience.
Oh, yeah, they're watching. We have a live audience.
Kyle's still in the closet. How are you doing, Kyle?
Kyle.
We're moving and grooving over here, team.
Okay. K-Nash is getting bigger by the day.
Mm.
Yeah, it's
If you're
over.
A fan of K-Nash, drop some love in the comments. Back up, dude. Don't do an Edmund dad impersonation. Back up. If you're in love with K-Nash, let us know in the comments. No, we need to make a shirt, Kyle, huh?
Once again, K-Nash is the fan club's name. I am not K-Nash. Just want to really make that clear.
Wait, what do you mean you're not K-Nash?
He's Kyle.
K-Nash
is the fandom. K-Nash is the fan, yeah.
So
we need shirts for them.
Yeah. Kyle, what is this shirt going to look like?
Well, I want it to look like, have you guys seen like those like 90s rapper shirts, like a lot of ice, a lot of bling, like flames, definitely some flames. Like K-Nash would probably be in like a flame font.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Really
okay.
Sick, really badass, like that sort of vibes.
Kind okay.
Of
cool. Okay. Those are the vibes that you give out.
And like ice, like an iced out diamond font.
Speaking of fits. Let me send.
Oh gosh!
Speaking of fits, I went to a birthday party.
You should have seen him when he just
Kyle.
Showed up here
yeah,
just
yeah.
now.
Are you emailing?
No, I'm gonna try to airdrop it to you.
He had a cowboy hat on.
Yeah. I can't airdrop it to you.
He's wearing a fanny pack.
I am wearing a fanny pack. I wish I could. How could we? The airdrop's not working. I want to send you. I'll email it to you.
Just
a picture of me from this birthday party. I looked fire. Clogs are back in style.
Who told you that?
The spirit of fashion.
Yeah. Allie and
no,
I
no, no.
The spirit of fashion
no, no, no,
inside
no, no, no,
of me.
No, no, no.
Let me show you what you're about to witness.
Allie and I had these shoes circa 8th grade.
Yeah, we called them potato shoes.
I never heard that, but they were really comfortable.
They're back in fashion.
They look... Oh, gosh.
There it is.
Look,
there
I am.
It is. Those are potato
fire
shoes.
Bathing suit shorts. For those of you who are just listening,
shorts.
They're bathing suit... bottom
floral,
and then like and then a
floral.
Matching Heck. Top like
unbuttoned,
a matching like
fully.
Where are you
at a pool and
no
it's like a
shirt
matching
on underneath
it's
no.
a matching like I am a Coke dealer shirt
yeah with your towel cross
with the preacher man hat
yeah.
it's not a
preacher.
It's a yeah a, it's called yeah. a preacher hat
okay
it's
okay.
a type of Stetson cowboy hat
okay
and then the clogs and
yeah.
a fanny pack
those
which
are not clogs
carried all my yeah they are
those are potato shoes
no they are called Birkenstock clogs.
Potato shoes.
Birkenstock okay. clogs. Suede.
I didn't even know
these
were on anymore.
And I was driving all around trying to find these to finish this outfit. And
you knew.
You know what the people were saying to me? They were like, we can't keep these on the shelves. That's how they're flying
oh
off the shelves.
Oh my God. They were
flying
cool
off
in
the shelves.
Grade. Everything
yeah.
is circular.
I'm telling you, they're
yeah,
in
true.
Now. Hey guys, stop
everything
it. Go.
Is circular.
So you had this in mind. This
yeah,
was,
I had this whole thing. The only thing I wish I would have added, I got sunglasses, everything. I got. I wish I could have added a
chest
gold
chain.
What did you say, Allie?
A gold chain.
She said chest hair.
So similar vibes.
I have one chest hair.
Yeah, yeah. And we've got
literally,
to protect
literally,
that.
Literally at this pool.
You've got to protect that.
Literally
one.
At this pool party. Noah was like, ew, there's a hair here, and plucked it.
No more.
Yeah, it was right
so
here.
You
it's
had
always,
one chest
yeah,
here.
Yeah,
now
I always
you have,
zero. One chest here that grows
not
right
anymore.
Here.
He
anyways, I wish I would have had like a gold chain with a crucifix on it.
Oh,
like
God.
That's
yeah,
the.
Yeah.
Look. But anyways, clogs are so in style. Look at these.
Fanny pack.
Oh, you're wearing them now.
Yeah,
you
look at.
Oh my pack. Gosh,
Kyle.
Can wow.
You
see
this camera okay, right on you, boss. Don't stress.
What? Yeah.
But okay, you wore suede to a pool party though. That's bold.
That is
well. Okay. Well, I mean, these are a long term purchase. Like I.
Yeah, that's why
I thought they made the fit, but I also wanted to wear them. You know, you kind of roll up the pants a little bit.
You know how cottage core is really
what
in
is
style?
Cottage core?
Cottage core cottage is like core,
is that like hardcore
like a
but
lifestyle?
It's like a grandma
like cottage
style.
Yes, it is in
grandma.
Style.
What's
floral
the,
tea?
I don't
tea,
like the way you guys
listen. I do like them, and I do want to borrow them.
They're comfy.
Can I? Do you think we wear the same size shoe?
No,
I wear about like a size. I think
look, here's the
six
thing.
Or seven in men's.
Here's
that
the thing
about
fashion.
What you wear.
Some of the fashion. No, 11 and a half. So, here's the thing about fashion.
Whoa, 11 and a half, same size. Cool,
twin.
Dude,
you guys
twins.
Can wear clothes.
I could borrow.
Dude,
I don't
our
want
feet
to,
could, our feet could touch. The thing about fashion is sometimes you wear something that is just kind of for you. It's just kind of fun and funny, and then you rock it like kind of. Confidently, and then it becomes a thing.
And then you always wear it.
Yeah, it's just kind of my summer thing. Anyways.
I love that.
I mean, I'm impressed. I'm impressed at you for having a vision and clearly
executing. I did this for my friend Aaron. He loved this.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
He's gonna get.
He
his
also
own pair.
Wears capris.
Yeah, it was his birthday present.
Are you gonna wear capris?
No.
But
he looked out the window. Wow. His wife said that he looked out the window as we were pulling up, and I got out of the car, and he was like. Damn, Edmund looks dope AF.
He probably really liked the chest, the butt unbuttoned.
No. I think it was just a fashion thing. I think it was purely a platonic.
It was the same print on the top and the bottom. The same floral print. So it was like a monochrome print.
It's
outfit.
Like a set.
No. Mono. Yeah.
It's not monochromatic. Monochromatic.
No, I'm saying like mono like modern pattern.
You could have just said same pattern.
Oh homo pattern.
Yeah.
Wow.
Homo like means the same.
It was a homogeneous pattern. It was a homogeneous pattern.
Like outfit.
It was a homogeneous.
Very unbuttoned.
Anyways,
it's a set. People call it a set.
Yeah. It's a
so,
set.
So, this is becoming a fashion and skincare podcast.
This is the skincare episode.
Speaking of skincare, we're so glad. Yeah, everyone's been asking about like, why do your skins glow so much right
your
now?
Skins? Why do your skins?
Our skins.
All the skins.
Yeah,
and I have a hair mask in.
Yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer has been asking why your skins
and
glow
we're
going to so
tell
much.
Him.
Comments about our skincare. And actually yours. Because, Edmund, your skin looks really good compared to how it used to look.
Yeah, it does look...
When you were a teenager.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah.
And
like 6 months ago.
I did start... I did start up. Bleep that out. I did start up. We're gonna have to cut part of that. We'll listen back.
What do we find until you said that?
Patreon.com/thestudiograpevine to get the uncensored version of this episode. I love children.
Your skin has been looking a lot.
Yeah, I
really
started
good lately.
A 4-step skincare routine.
4 steps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Allie and I brought our steps because.
Which you have? How many steps?
Probably? I have 10 steps now.
Okay. Do you think after 4 it just becomes vanity?
No.
Like after 4 steps?
No.
Like how many
and you're
steps,
gonna
Kyle?
See why.
Different
how many
things
steps, Kyle?
Do
until it's
things.
Vanity.
1 step. Drink water.
Kyle doesn't have any skincare, so yeah, he doesn't count.
I'm 25.
So he has no skincare.
So
I'm about to get to the age where it's like bangs or Botox, huh?
Yeah.
Is that kind of what
happens? Please don't get bangs.
You've never heard that before?
No, bangs or Botox.
Oh, bangs or Botox, yeah.
It's fun when I have acne. I don't
that's
have a lot.
Fun?
No, acne and wrinkles, because then it's like, what age am I? Because it's the both of them at the same time.
Yeah.
So.
We're talking. So, go.
So we're going to go through our
we're
going to
go through, and we're still going to have, like, a normal episode of the show and talk about all the stuff we have, but
thank you
at the same time, we're going to explain our routines, because a lot of our followers want to know.
We've been getting so many DMs. How many, Kyle? How many DMs have we gotten?
Hundreds.
Like, 438. It's been insane to keep
and
up
with.
And
here's the thing. Stop. That's not even true. You don't check the DMs.
Yeah,
that's
true.
You're not our social media
guys, I have a fanny pack on too, guys. This is a tactical fanny pack. Anyways,
okay,
keep going.
So here's the thing about, and this is why I have 10 steps, and it seems like it's overkill, but you don't have to do every step every night. You just have to go in ascending order from 1 to 10. So, like, you can, there's a few that you really should do every day, like 1, 2.
I just took off my eyebrows.
8, 9-ish.
Weird. Ugh.
This is a bite.
What was that noise out there?
But
I feel like we're going to give ourselves a urinary tract infection somehow.
Nope, we're not.
I don't know. There's just too much chemicals and stuff.
Okay, do you need a makeup remover?
Yeah.
Okay, so first, I usually don't use these, but we don't have a lot of water.
Why did you just say they smell a little weird?
Mine smell a little weird, too.
I don't really like
a little weird, too.
Oh, it smells like wood.
Well, So I'm going to take off. Okay,
take off your makeup.
Okay. Normally I do, we put on a lot of stage makeup before.
Yeah. Stage makeup?
Yeah, well, before makeup the podcast. Person. Yeah, our makeup and hair. Yep. Normally I use
Thanks for the makeup.
Thanks, Beth. Yeah. I use a makeup or a jelly cleanser to get off all the eye stuff.
What is a jelly cleanser?
It's like an oil-based cleanser. Yeah, where it gets off mascara and eyebrow stuff.
The reason that they're ascending and the reason you know what order to do them in is by weight.
What?
Of the actual...
We're about to learn you
of
something.
Of the actual substance. Yeah. So you're going to go from, the first couple steps are about removing stuff... Then about adding stuff back in, and it's by weight.
This smell, I'm having a sense memory.
Okay.
Flashback. I don't know, something about the smell. I don't know, it reminds me of my past.
I've smelled this before.
My childhood.
Okay.
Are you bleeding? You have blood on your swimsuit.
Oh, no.
It might be ketchup.
It's ketchup? Okay, it's not blood.
Okay, so our makeup is removed.
Is my eye... I need to look at that.
I brought a hand mirror.
Okay. I had one, but then I forgot it at home. So.
All right. Are you happy with how your face looks?
Oh, always happy with how my face looks. Wow.
All right. So all of our makeup is removed.
We're removing all of our masks.
Hey, Kyle, what was the Greek Greek guy that just stared into his own reflection?
Narcissus.
Make sure you're using your neck.
Narcissus.
Yeah, he got caught staring in this flower forever.
Here's a washcloth in case you need it. Now, okay.
Step two
is cleanse, but in order
I'm gonna go cleanse. Well,
I've already cleansed, so I don't know.
How are you gonna cleanse without water to
wash off? Well, that's what she's gonna go in there.
I'll be right back.
You're gonna go what?
We're just gonna time.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, but don't even.
No. Are we all going to go one at a time to cleanse?
Do you? You can go with her? Gosh.
No, I don't. Okay. We're all just going to leave the podcast.
No, mine's already cleaned.
Oh, okay.
I'm good to go.
I'm pretty clean, huh?
You don't wear makeup.
No. What? What did you say?
You don't wear that.
No, I don't
His
wear makeup.
His second son just asked if he wears makeup.
It was a joke. Yeah, you're funny.
That was good. Okay, so... After step two, which is cleanse, and
this feels like a lot, though.
We're only on step two.
I know, Kyle. Don't you feel like this feels like a lot?
Trust me, brother. My step was one plan, one step.
Step three is exfoliate.
Okay.
Do you ever exfoliate?
If 12 steps can get you off of any addiction, this should not be anywhere close to that.
Yeah, that's
true. Yeah, that's why it's only 10.
No, I don't really exfoliate much. I mean, I had one of those apricot scrub.
Those
apricot.
Are so bad
I don't want
to
do. Why?
What do you mean you don't want to do?
They're
this?
Too rough for your skin. They All right. tear
Wait,
your
am I gonna
skin.
Have to go cleanse my face after this?
No, no, you're gonna wipe it off with a washcloth.
Oh my gosh! Okay.
All right, it's kind of gritty.
Oh my gosh! Don't act like you don't like this. Don't even. Just be normal.
What do you mean be normal?
You just be normal.
All right. So
how would you now, put on your
Here's
stuff?
The thing: you should not exfoliate every single day.
No.
You should only exfoliate
And I already did
a couple
an exfoliating mask, so I'm not going to exfoliate.
All right, Allie's not exfoliating.
No.
But we are. Doesn't it feel nice? It's going to... It's going to. Yeah.
I know what an exfoliator feels like. This isn't my first time.
Is it not?
Exfoliating? No.
Man, look
I told
at
you,
my
I use
skin.
That apricot scrub.
No, that's so bad. Don't use that.
That stuff has plastic beads in it.
This just feels like rubbing sand into my face.
Yeah.
Well, why are you using one hand?
I don't know.
I'm going to do...
I kind of wish we had a bowl of warm water.
A bowl?
I thought I was going to do a mask, but I don't think I'm going to.
So now I have to wipe this off with my...
Yeah.
Ugh.
I'm going to use a...
My sons are watching me do this girl
yeah,
stuff
and
in
it's,
my face.
And no,
this is
it's not girl stuff.
This is for
you need to take care
men
of your face.
And women.
Okay.
Hey, God only gave you one skin.
Yeah,
no,
see,
it's
he
not.
Said it looks like it's for girl
you
stuff.
You have a four-step routine. Yeah. Don't
I agree,
even.
Brother.
Yeah,
don't
10.
Stress.
I think once you go past 5, you're in a girl step routine.
No.
Okay.
All right. All right,
mm-hmm.
So we are exfoliated.
Okay.
Okay,
now,
I'm cleansed. I'm going to do... Ooh.
Hey, back up.
And I have these reusable cotton... they're called,
All
cotton
right,
rounds.
You know what this is, toner.
Oh, whoa.
Toner. Use okay. toner. I put mine...
You don't have to scrunch your face up like
That's
that.
That's for printing.
Oh! Right in my eye!
Your eye's closed!
But you did it right in my eye!
Oh, calm down.
Gosh.
So
right.
Holy crap.
Don't
I
wipe it off.
It.
What? Then what am I supposed to
you
do?
You have to let it soak in.
Well, you didn't tell me that.
So I use
like
a cotton round, and I put it on all that. And here's a hot... Do you have to know if you have dry skin or oily skin. I have dry skin, so I use a milky toner because that's better for dry skin.
Yeah. That's good to know.
Kyle, do you like a milky toner?
I'm not sure because I don't know what kind of skin I have.
You use a toner? That's one of your four steps?
Yeah, not a milky one.
But what?
So you maybe have dry skin or oily skin?
I don't know. I just don't use a milky toner.
Okay. When I got anointed the sick, it felt really oily. So maybe I have dry skin.
Oh, wait, you received anointing in the sick too?
So did Allie.
Yeah, it was on the podcast.
When yeah, we talked
you
about
were there.
I forgot that you talked about it. Sorry. Okay.
There is a child in the
sick. Wow.
Step five is serums and masks.
Oh, is this like vitamin C stuff?
Yeah, this stuff is really good.
Well, I'm using a... I use a... So what do you use with that?
Have another beer, Kyle.
We're out of beer.
Oh, God.
This is...
No one you lunch are into the table.
Yeah.
Okay? No, it's not okay. Get out of there.
I told you. Go, get out.
They want to be part of this.
Okay, Edmund, this is going to reduce fine lines and wrinkles.
And how do I apply this?
Just pat it into your skin.
Ow. Ooh, it's kind of like...
Cold?
Jelly?
No, it's kind of jelly.
You want some, Alan?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
What, okay. What kind is this? Ew.
This is by Clarity.
You do this every day?
Yes.
Not all 10 steps every day.
Just take some time for yourself.
Yeah, this is self-care, Edmund.
Yeah.
How come I've never noticed with all of these steps that you guys' faces look like 12-year-olds?
Because you don't look at our faces very
What do you mean, like, 12-year-olds? What does that mean?
I don't know,
acne?
Like a beautiful...
I'm breaking out right now. It's really bad.
What?
I have to do a mask. I'm breaking out right now.
But, like, shouldn't with all these steps you guys' stressed. Faces just look like... I don't know.
Well,
like,
no, because we're
just
in
think
30s.
About how ugly we would be if we didn't.
Yeah,
that's true.
And we're not.
That's the argument I tell people about prayer. When people are like, "Oh, you did all this prayer, but like, what good did or therapy?"
Ooh.
Someone in my family, I won't say who, was like, "How does all this therapy help?" Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, "Imagine this person without any of that
was
therapy."
Was it Doreen? Was it your mom?
No, it wasn't.
No, but
I was like,
"Look, imagine this person without any
yeah.
of the therapy."
Yeah. That's a good point.
They were like, it's been years of therapy. Like, anyways.
Okay.
I'm doing a resurfacing peel, but
you what the heck are we we're flooring? Sounds like we're flooring something. You're resurfacing?
It's a peel. It's like an overnight that you wear overnight.
Step five is serums and masks. So a lot of different things could fall under step five.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we're going to do, this, you're going to be so excited
about.
Oh,
I like those. I've done those before.
Oh, eye masks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now.
No, well, not eye masks. Or, yeah, like.
Look,
the jelly.
The gold ones.
Oh, my gosh. I'm getting canceled.
And see, cool is... Canceled?
Why is there only one?
There's the other ones in there.
Yeah. Oh, my guts.
Hey, stop. Get out.
Can you use one?
Yeah.
Don't cross the threshold.
So, I have, to get you guys on this, they're reusable eye masks. So, you put on an eye mask, and then you put those on top.
Reusable?
No. I have reusable ones.
Oh, you're the 1%, huh?
How do we... Listen, this is how
wow,
I
wow, this is like, this is like,
this is
like super
this feels
power.
Like fishing tackle. It feels like fishing bait.
Listen, you don't have to make like a man reference just to,
yeah, what
like,
do you
feel
know
manly.
Fishing?
Okay, let's,
yeah, this feels
yeah, she got you with like that one.
This feels like tackle.
Okay.
It looks like melted but hardened
butter.
Yeah. Golden.
Okay.
Is this cultural appropriation? Like, I feel like a warrior princess.
No. Also, I think yours are on.
I don't care.
What do you put on?
I feel like a warrior princess.
Are mine on backwards?
I don't know. I think you can do it however you want.
Okay. Let me do that way.
Okay.
This is the content people want to watch.
So I think we should maybe just kind of pause here and let step five kind of really soak in and talk about some of the stuff on the show notes.
Yes.
Kyle?
On the show notes. So we have topics. I went to the mall. My outfit was fire.
I went to the mall. Yeah, so I went to the mall recently.
Tell us about your experience at the mall.
We already talked about the outfit was fire. I don't understand why malls are still in.
That is a good question.
I said this in a video I sent to some people, or maybe I put it on Instagram, but I haven't been to the mall since Obama was president. And
that's not a joke.
It's crazy. Like, I don't understand how it was packed shoulder to shoulder.
Really?
Yes, just people.
I thought it would have been. Oh, wow.
It was on a Saturday.
Wait, why
these
you got
are,
double?
So these are the reusable ones, so you put this on for it, and it's going to soak in.
Good question. When was the last time all of us went to the mall? I last went Christmas of 2019. Brittany and Allie, last time you went to the mall.
I don't even remember the last time I went to a mall.
The whole time I was just like, do these people not know that this stuff is online? Like,
do
they not know Amazon exists?
Do they not know we can buy this
It was
from Amazon?
Crazy. There were so many
people. I went on December 23rd in my defense to do some Christmas shopping.
Okay.
But no, Brittany, when was the last time you went to the mall? I'm like genuinely curious.
Who?
I don't know. Honestly, I mean, I can't think of the last time I went to the mall.
Yeah. It felt like I was put back in time to like the 2010s. How it felt. Yeah.
Did you guys ever in middle school or high school, like before you could drive, your parents would drop you at the mall to hang?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And they'd give you like a 20 or whatever, and you're like, what are we gonna do? And you just walked around the mall.
But it wouldn't be packed. Like this was packed.
I can't see that. I thought the you were Sbarros, gonna say it was a ghost town.
Kyle, how do you say it? Sbarros?
Sbarros. Oh, yeah.
There was a line. I kid you not, there were 30 to 40 people long line waiting to get pizza at Sbarros.
I literally thought you were going to say it was a ghost town.
No.
Liar moment. I went back in 2021 to get like the chicken fried rice because I kind of like it at the mall. It's like pretty good.
And you went to, there's a local mall here, Grapevine Mills Mall, where it's like just like a big oval basically. So it's just a circle.
Now, it was a good mall. Yeah. What was cool is they had an official Stranger Things like limited time.
Oh, I heard about that
pop up store. That's so that was cool. But there's a long line to get in there. But there's just people just walking around, just kind of strolling.
It's kind of hurt.
Have we all seen Stranger Things?
Kind of yeah, this is burning. Is beauty supposed to hurt?
Yeah, it's
okay.
I'm gonna take a break.
You know. Have we all seen Stranger Things?
Yeah.
Oh
no.
Stranger Things in the pod? Who's who?
I am on season 4 or whatever they call it, and I'm on episode 5.
Okay, we're not going to spoil that.
Okay.
But who's who from Stranger Things?
What do you mean who's who?
Like who's who? Like me, obviously Steve. Oh, but like who's the rest of y'all?
Can you throw up the cast
I'm definitely Steve.
Can you throw up the cast up there so I can see everybody?
Let me
Yeah, I don't know who's who.
Edmund Dustin.
Can you turn down the volume on this video game? What'd you say?
Hey, Edmund, or Dustin and Steve are like BFF.
Okay, I feel like, wait, Kyle, you're Steve?
Oh, I called it. I'm Steve, unless he did call give me someone better.
Yeah, that's a good match. That's a really good match. I was going to say someone that was a little more, well, not Billy. But
yeah, I'm no Billy.
Not Charlie?
Well, I was just thinking someone more.
Charlie's way weird.
I do not mess with that guy. That guy's weird. He took creepy photos of that chick in season 1.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Not be dating Team Steve.
I think I have to be Hopper, right, in this situation?
You can be Hopper?
Oh, okay.
The dad character?
Yeah, yeah. Who would I be?
Also, I'm huge Winona Ryder fan.
Oh, really?
I really like her. Yeah, I think she's a really great... I mean, she's great in this series.
She's so good.
She's so
okay,
good.
Okay, so this one, I'm in the middle of season 4, and I realize, like, it's just done so well, and they are, teenagers still acting?
They're actually old. Like this chick, older? Sadie Sink, she's 21.
Wow. Oh, well, they're still young. I mean, younger.
They are still young.
Too, so. But their act, it is so good.
Also,
it is so good.
Who has a crazier chin line than Natalia Dyer?
Yeah. Absolutely. It's like
the whole series. I can't even.
It's like an octagon.
It's a crazy. It's crazy. Another thing I was gonna say is Dacher. Is that how you say his first name?
Yeah. I guess so.
One of the best. Audition tapes, and there's a video. I'll send the link, but like there's a really fascinating YouTube video of this guy breaking down his audition tape for Stranger Things.
Oh, wow.
And it's amazing.
Really?
It's really, really amazing.
Allie is definitely Robin.
What?
Kind of a spaz.
Maya? Robin?
Where? Yeah. Can you point at it?
Robin? She was the ice cream right next to Winona Ryder.
She's in season 4.
That girl.
She's the ice cream? Oh.
Robin?
Okay.
You think so?
So who's Brittany?
God, you're supposed to come up with yourself.
Haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Brittany, would you describe yourself as a warrior?
No.
Yeah, so you're definitely not Joyce then.
I could see maybe Sadie.
No. Like I know who Brittany is. Scroll down a little bit.
Scroll down.
Keep going to the tertiary characters.
No.
Murray
Bauman. That's who Brittany is.
Brittany's definitely Murray.
Your personality. Have you seen Stranger Things?
He's a really good character.
Your personality is him. You gotta watch it. Your personality.
No, Murray's like very well liked. Like Murray's
in the comments.
He's definitely one of the most favorite characters. Yeah.
And good for you for playing a male character or male role in a
But I'm
that's so funny.
Thanks. I'm definitely Steven. Don't you forget that.
Oh
go
my
that way.
Gosh.
Children, go.
That was me
so
talking
anyway,
to the
so camera. I'm on the episode 5.
Go back into the
it's
benign
very
neglect
well
room.
Done. Okay, now some people have commented and said that it's demonic and like all that. What did you Okay, that's what I because at first I was going into it thinking
literally a subplot of the series is that people mistaking Dungeons and Dragons as a demonic
yes and that
game.
Was really big
not.
In the 80s
yeah and it's not it's
I,
like
so my brother's really big into Dungeons and Dragons and so he goes in the history of everything and that was a really that was an actual thing where people thought
the satanic
people were
panic
getting possessed and stuff by Dungeons and Dragons
there have you watched the whole thing Kyle
Yeah, yeah, I'm totally up to speed.
I mean, like, I have not... the ending, there's some cheap... I mean, it's like... it's pandering a little bit, some like cheap thrills, but it was satisfying. Like, it was good. Okay. Kyle, what's your take? Like, what rating would you give it out of 10 Vecnas?
Well, I thought season one was the best. Yeah. Right. Oh, I thought okay. season one was the best. I thought season four was the second best. But overall, ooh, I won't go into details. I was disappointed with the ending. I felt like not a ton was resolved.
Yeah.
And I felt like it was really setting up hard for season five.
But they've done that at the end of most of the seasons where it's just kind of not super satisfying.
Well, I thought like season one was pretty satisfying. Well, that's true. Like, that's thought it was done.
So you watched the next season.
That's true. The ending of season one
I
was
did
good.
Hear that the season five is the last season.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So, yes.
Wait, was that season five?
No, this was season four.
Oh.
Side note on right? Satanic panic here. Do you guys think that people who are... because people who are possessed, like, can't say Jesus is Lord, right? That's like a classic test, sure. right? Do you think they could say, Holy Spirit, come down?
Whoa, what? That is a very...
I don't know. I've never been possessed, so I don't know.
Well, no, I'm asking not. Because of Houston native rapper Travis Scott. Those of you might remember there was this huge post going around on Instagram talking about, remember those people died at that concert?
Yes, Astroworld.
And people were talking about how it was like really demonic. And I'm like, that guy was asking the Holy Spirit to come down on a song like 2 months ago. Like,
really?
I just don't know. I think people love to claim something like that's demonic when maybe it was just a poorly organized concert.
Wow, yeah, but there could I don't be, know like, how we just got things. To that place.
Well, like we were talking about satanic panic.
I feel like there could be like demonic things happening without like doesn't necessarily mean like he himself is possessed.
But
by
also, couldn't the devil lie? Like, couldn't he say it just lying? Like,
maybe.
Well, I was saying some people thought specifically season four of Stranger Things. If you've seen it, then what happened? They thought the possession and like this would happen. But I saw it. I was like, that's the upside down. Like it wasn't. I didn't think that either.
Okay, so if you
it was kind of scary,
are
though.
An exorcist
or a Satanist,
comment.
We can pray with you.
Do you think any Satanists watch our show?
I don't know.
Probably.
Dude, 99% of Satanists are fucking posers, man. Whoa, they just like, wear the shirt and they don't know what they're talking about.
They just all right.
Love upside.
Wait, so Kyle, season four.
7 out of 10. No, 8 out of 10.
Season one, you would give it?
I'd give a season one a 9 out of 10. I thought season one was awesome.
But do you think this is like most things where just like part of what made season one so great was the mystique of like what is going to happen kind of thing?
Well, yes and no. I thought that season four, like you have the Hopper side plot where he's in Russia. He's in Russia the entire freaking time.
The entire time.
And it's like, what are we doing? This is not advancing the main plot in any like really real shape.
Yes.
And I was like, what? This is stupid. In season one, they had like the three casts. They had the little kids who are in the Goonies. They had like the teens who are in like a monster horror movie. And they had the adults who are in like a government conspiracy. And I thought it worked really well.
Yeah.
Season four, everyone's spread out. It doesn't feel very connected outside of Al.
Okay. I will say the Hopper plot, that is kind of like, I feel like dragging on. Because I'm like, what are you... Okay.
Why are we in Russia?
Why are we... Yeah, I feel like that's like a total... like it
and you're on episode five?
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. It's only going to keep dragging on.
I think I'm in the middle of episode five or I just finished episode five.
Yeah, so, like it's...
Okay, so we just took off our eye mask. Wow. Yeah.
Us. Do you feel rejuvenated?
I do.
Okay, so step seven is eye cream.
Oh, I don't. I'm not there yet.
Oh, okay.
I have.
We'll wait for you to catch up.
Okay, I just have to do a clear it up toner.
Oh, we already toned.
Well, this is specifically for my acne.
Oh. Oh yeah. Step six is like acne spot treatments.
Listen, kids. If you're in your 30s and you still have adult acne. No shame in your game. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What should they try it's to try to like skin. Heal,
they should
heal that?
Love themselves.
Well, mine's hormonal, so okay.
Also, that. Edmund, give me your this finger.
Okay, this is mine. Okay,
you have to put eye cream on with your third finger.
Oh my gosh, I swear. Yes. You're just doing this to
no,
me.
No,
you Elijah,
real. No,
can you believe this, Elijah?
This Edmund. Is real. Your third because okay, it's the
why?
Weakest.
Match
it's the weakest?
Uh-huh. It's the most sensitive.
And you
because
put it on
it's
your
very
eyes.
Sensitive.
Says who, Kyle?
It's very sensitive skin. Okay,
not
so
me,
this
brother. Not me.
Oh no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah,
and that then, is so weird. This is such a weird.
No, this
is
real.
An Illuminati thing. That
no,
feels
it's not
like.
Real.
This is a sign. This is a Masonic Illuminati
just
sign.
Just put on your eye cream. Whatever.
Your eye cream.
I don't like this at all.
Oh no, only under your
no,
eyes.
That's too much. I don't have that big of an eye area.
Pat it in.
Yeah, Kyle, why aren't you doing it?
Yeah, what? Come on, Kyle.
Oh, because I'm a big boy, and I don't
so
need to do
I
that.
So I put on that.
All right.
I think I'm changing up my eye, because I, okay, got my eye stuff.
Okay, got eye. 8 is face oil. Okay. I bought the one with cannabis because I knew Edmund would like it.
Ooh, I have a, I use Beauty Counter.
You say you got the one with cannabis?
Brightening facial oil. Just a little bit.
All right, Emin.
How what do I do?
This, you just pat in.
Ew, why is it bent?
I don't know. I didn't
it's
make it.
It's just how it is.
So where do I put this?
Just pat it all over your face.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, my face feels so good.
Doesn't
right
smell
now
like cannabis. So this just goes everywhere?
Yep. You can do just that. Not under your eyes.
Not under my eyes? Oh, yeah.
Do you not know how to put on just.
It does kind of. Can you smell it? It does kind of smell no hempy.
It smells like. It smells like a Pine Sol. Pine Sol. Ooh, do remember Pine cool Sol? Do you guys remember Pine Sol? Pine yeah Sol, I feel yeah like, used to be like really. Everywhere. My mom used to use it all the time, Pine yeah Sol, and everything. Garden okay salads, everything.
Feels so nice right now.
Who just okay threw a bead?
Yes. Who's throwing
he's
beads?
He's trying to get out of. Whooping. No, he's trying to get out of skincare. Okay, so then what
then
do you do?
Next is moisturizer. And I'm using this stuff, Tatcha, the dewy skin cream, and it is so good.
I should try. I've heard Tatcha's it real good. I'm using Glossier Priming Moisturizer in Rich.
Hey.
Listen, it's a process. Put it all over.
This stuff feels so good on your skin. Okay, Emin.
And I have Rich because I have really, really dry skin. Do you see us glowing?
No.
Do you see how right? Yes, you do. Don't lie. We glow. We look like a glazed donut. That's the goal. That is the
that's
goal.
You want to look before
is
you
that
get
actually
eggs
the goal?
That is the goal, Kyle.
Every time you put on each layer, then it looks lighter and lighter.
Yeah, better and then and you better and then you can just but like massage your face. Well, there are,
I have sensitive skin.
Yeah, sometimes when you rub your face, it gets red. Okay,
it'll calm down.
That feels really good.
And also, I didn't get all the exfoliant off, so.
I'm just rubbing that
I'm
in.
Just, you know.
So as we're doing this, why don't you drop a line? What is your skincare routine? What do you do now? I remember being in high school, and I did use the apricot scrub because I didn't want to do it, and it was awful.
It has plastic beads in it.
It was so bad, and it's just like messes up your face. It's not good. So I've invested in good skincare stuff.
Edmund.
Did you know that people's eyes can be
People's eye. We have a tiny contributor, and he said that people's eyes could be.
Yeah, get him on the mic.
Hey, come here. Do you want to get on the mic?
No.
No, he doesn't.
Okay,
he's camera shy.
Boss Hog. Just use Boss Hog Hefe.
It's very expensive.
Yeah, don't use a lot.
Tatcha.
The dewy skin cream.
Mm-hmm. So, anyways, Little Miss Memes. We
little
really
what
like that
little
one,
miss
huh
memes?
Oh, yeah, we were going to do that for the ladies' night. We're going to talk about Little Miss memes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Kyle, can you explain this meme to me? Like, where did this start?
It started, I don't know, maybe a week and a half ago. I first saw it on TikTok. I don't really think they're very funny, personally.
Yeah, but I don't really.
Do you not get them? It's like.
I get it, but. This one
is this
like kind of
like the, it's a 10, but.
No, I mean, it's
you didn't really
not
get that
fine
one.
It's just not that funny. It's okay, but.
I mean, I thought some of them were pretty funny.
I feel like it's just.
I sent Edmund one that said Little Miss Hot Dad, and I thought you would think that was funny.
It was funny. That was funny. You know, I had one of these, because this is from
what is this
a
from
book series. Okay. And I had the one that had really long arms, this like orange one that had like really long arms. Oh. I had it. I used to whip it around and like use it as a weapon.
Oh, it actually came like in a stuffed animal or something?
Yeah, yeah, it was a stuffed animal.
Oh, wow.
Like, I only find them funny when they're like really hyper specific. Like everyone on here is like Little Miss practically drinks.
Yeah, that's
ranch
a good one. Yeah,
that's not very funny.
Yeah,
Little Miss sleeps with makeup on. Not today.
Not us. Look at us.
What does addicted to ear piercings mean?
To getting
like you have a ton of them.
All
what is
ear
a lash
piercings
lover? Little Miss lash lover. What
eyelashes, fake eyelashes.
So that's my last step, and then I just do I do lip.
Like, let me pull up.
I've got a night cream.
I'm going to pull up some, like, actually ones that are kind of funny.
Here.
What? You got a what, Kyle?
I'm pulling up ones that are actually funny.
So it's just a little. A night cream is like a moisturizer, but it's just a little bit thicker. So it kind of really, like, sets in over.
And that's what I use that for. It's a thicker.
Ooh. I'm going to
use.
This one smells. This one smells great.
Yes.
Now I got to log in.
So do you.
So that one you do have to wash off.
Okay. What is this?
That's just a balm.
Okay. So what you just put?
What is that?
That's a lip mask.
Is that much?
Yeah, no, that's kind of a lot, but it's fine.
Oh, okay.
What is this?
It only goes on your lips. It, it smells like watermelon.
What is it?
It's like an exfoliant for your lips.
No, don't put it on.
Mm-hmm. No, you, son you, is wash, you wash it off.
Look, it's I wash it off not, after I put it on?
Yeah.
This is a really good focus.
Ew, that is weird.
Yeah, that's exfoliant. What it's supposed to do.
Makes your lips very soft.
You know, I brush my lips.
Ooh, I've done that. I have a separate toothbrush.
A long time ago, I heard someone say that they like brush their lips with their mm-hmm. toothbrush after they do it. Mm-hmm. And then for some reason, I've always done that.
Mm-hmm. All right, put this on.
And you know what? I do get compliments about my lips.
Okay. You do? From who? Don't do
it. President.
Okay.
Like this one made me laugh. This is from a local record store that gave Edmund and I free tickets recently because of our. Yeah, we went to a concert, remember?
Oh. They gave you. Okay.
We won a contest. I was going to lie and say we got it because they were sponsoring the show, but.
Yeah. What? Who did we go see that night?
We saw Snail Mail, which is a cool band to see.
Oh, yeah. You guys
I actually really liked Snail Mail. It was a good
band. We should warn people that this episode is better watch on YouTube and don't just listen.
Well, every episode is better to watch on YouTube.
But this one in particular.
Why?
Yeah, because there's a long moments of silence.
Well, also because there was no silence.
Kyle and I were.
They can see all the products. We are
trying hard to make this listenable.
Kyle, what is
really
IND?
You're doing really good.
What does IND
Kyle?
Period mean? IND.
This is like a kind of a lib account. It means IND is a gender neutral title.
What?
What?
Wait.
Really? Does it stand for like
is
individual?
Is it like Mister? Is it like stands
yeah,
for?
Yeah, it's like, but it's not gender.
Oh, it says it right in the description.
Yeah. They made it clear.
Gender neutral title that needs more attention.
It stands
oh
for
my gosh, they couldn't.
Wait.
They couldn't leave it alone. They couldn't leave Little Miss or Mister alone. They had to.
My point was, writing. It was funny. It was creative. It was a good deal.
Bomb.
Yeah.
Huh.
Ooh.
Sick of experiencing music.
Yeah, slightly.
Like, that was really cool. And I think it's a trend that can work well if you're, like, a record store doing, like, record store ones or if whatever.
Okay, I have a question for everyone. What do you guys think about Lizzo? Because her new album is, like, outselling, like, a lot of rap albums.
Really?
I don't have an informed opinion. I feel like Kyle does.
I first came... What was her first big song? It was, like, Juice. I remember hearing that in college, and I thought it was really cool. But to be honest, it all sort of started blending into me. I think she makes good music, and I certainly like. I'm not an anti Lizzo cat by any means, but I wouldn't say anything she's doing is groundbreaking or particularly interesting.
Except for that one super catchy part of that one song that went viral.
I'm gonna need a sentimental man and woman to pump me up.
Right. So like, y'all all know that, but like, that doesn't mean it's anything special.
Yeah. I think she has some catchy songs.
Well, Kyle, it is special in the sense that like it went so viral, like...
Yeah.
Lots of things go special. Yeah. A lot of things go viral that aren't special.
No, but I just mean, like...
Someone said she has more followers on Instagram than any other rapper, male or female.
She's not a rapper, though.
Than any other artist?
She's a pop artist. Like, it's literally the pop stands for freaking popular. It's not surprising to me. She's more popular than rappers. It doesn't make her better.
So she's better than... No, like, or she has a bigger follower than Kanye, even? Or, like...
I wouldn't be surprised. I'm sure Lizzo posts regularly.
She has like 200 million. But yeah, Kanye doesn't
200
really...
million?
Yeah. No, no million? Way she's got 200
Let's
million.
Let's look it up, Kyle.
She has 12.8 million.
Pull it up. Pull her.
That's
well,
same thing.
Maybe don't.
Yeah, we don't.
This is my last step in my night
she's
care.
Got a good
my night care routine.
12.8, which is a ton of followers.
Oh, I thought
it's
someone...
like, honestly, Lizzo, 12.8, that's almost as much as Kanye. I mean, it's not as much, but like, you're almost there, sister.
Okay.
16.8 for those keeping track at home.
I don't know where I was getting that information from.
But no, I wouldn't be surprised if she gets more likes or something. She's incredibly popular, but it's just a pop artist.
Well, I think so too, just like her personality and like how she is on social media. Like it's very likable and it's very...
Like empowerment.
And it's very, not engaging. I guess engaging. Yeah, that's the word I want to use. But,
We're doing a little cuticle treatment over here.
Yeah, do you want some cuticle stuff?
Hey, Kyle, what's this?
Right before I...
What's this woman shot by police at Dallas Love Field Airport after she fired a gun into the air?
Oh, did you guys hear about this?
Guys, let me read the freaking headline!
Sorry.
Shut up!
Oh, my God.
Gosh! Okay.
Dad's mad.
Woman shot by police at Dallas Love Field Airport after she fired a gun into the air in the ticketing counter area. Also, but to be fair, the Dallas Love Field Airport, not a great... I mean, why not go to just the regular DFW airport?
Real people fly DFW.
I fly Southwest.
The OGs.
Thank you very much.
No. The OGs. Okay, so what happened? Who has the story
here? If you fly Southwest, you are not committed to flying on a budget.
I always fly Southwest. I love Southwest. I almost
wait, so fly so Southwest. Who?
Let me throw this up.
Wait, Brittany. Does Brittany want to give us the rundown?
I posted this because I thought one, it's relevant to us and it's interesting, but apparently, and I haven't verified this, but I've heard that she was upset because her husband cheated on her.
Marital disputes.
Wait. So she fired a gun in a public place?
So she goes into the bathroom at the airport, comes out with a gun, and shoots into the air.
Why?
And yes. Love Field has been closed down all day because of this.
So I have two people staying with me right now, and they were supposed to fly out of Love Field at like 4 something. So they were going to the airport, and everything got canceled. It is a hot mess, so now they're leaving tomorrow.
Can you read
this
line here? According to the airport, officers working inside confronted her and shot her in her lower extremities?
Yeah, shot her in the leg.
She got shot.
To take her, and then they took her in.
I hope she's okay, but also,
She was just mad that her husband cheated on her, so shot a gun in the air?
I guess so.
I mean, talk about a cry for help.
I mean,
that's not a cry for help. Who brings a loaded gun to the airport? That's like top 5 worst places to bring a loaded gun.
Discharge it.
And do you think that now they're going to have security before you even get inside the airport?
Oh, gosh.
Like, what was her thought process here? Like, I'm so mad. Let me.
I know. Shoot the air. Yeah, you didn't shoot anyone. So
this does not make Texas look good, team.
No.
Well, and this couple who's staying with me, they just put a bid on a house in Carrollton. And so I was like, guys, this doesn't happen.
Never happened before.
Also, the heat. It's not always this hot. Like, yeah, okay.
Well, I mean, one thing that is pretty prevalent is suicide by police officers. Do you think this is like a situation where...
Wait, what?
Like, what is that? Like, people will, quote, like, commit suicide in a sense by, like, attacking police officers or, like, running at police officers so they get shot. Yeah, it's pretty common.
Oh, my gosh.
I've never heard of that.
Well, it sounds super lame, but I listen to a NPR... Or like a Radiolab thing about it. Anyways, do you think, Kyle, this was like she wanted cops to just like take her down?
No, I don't think so, because she shot up in the air. And a lot of times in these suicide by police officers, they like keep walking towards the cop.
Threaten the police officer.
With a knife.
Yeah.
Like to make sure it gets done kind of thing.
Yeah. Especially mentally.
Man, I just can't imagine what she was going through. Oh, said her husband was cheating. Yep.
Also, why did she bring a gun to the airport?
I don't know, but I'm.
You can't fly with that.
What? What, Kyle?
I said you can't fly with that, but I have heard that you can fly for cheaper by going to the airport and buying your tickets there in person because you save money on some fees. I don't know if that's actually true. I've never done it, but I have heard it is cheaper to do it that way.
If you work for an airline, let us know.
But if she was going to fly with a gun, it would have been in her checked bag.
Yes, so
can you imagine her literally
unzip that thing?
She lays her monos or whatever thing, and then she like slowly unzips it, pulls out a gun. I'm so angry.
She's into the air, just puts it right back.
Yeah.
But I'll say, was her husband at this airport?
I don't know.
What? Where?
Can you imagine watching her pull this out, load it?
She just hates flying.
Cock it back.
Shoot into the air.
Boom.
Yeah, that
is wild.
Why would you shoot in the air? I don't know.
Maybe
obviously
cry
she
for
didn't
help.
Want to kill anyone.
Yeah,
so that's good.
Guys, if you guys are ever mad about something, don't discharge a firearm in an airport.
Yeah, don't. Maybe let's put that on the no list.
Yeah, let's
ever.
Not do that.
Okay, so you can help choose the name of this zoo's newborn rhino.
Yeah, there's a little rhino born.
This is super cute.
I thought of a name.
Okay, I also thought of a name.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, in order for us to get to name it, we have to make a donation to the,
And you can't. Well, whoever does the biggest.
What zoo is it?
I don't know if they're going to do it like the biggest donation or if like everyone who makes a donation gets to pick a name and then we all vote or what. But think of your name and then we can do all three of our names and then you guys can vote which one you think is the best.
Okay. Thought of this just driving.
You go with yours.
Katsuri.
My Katsuri. Name, I have a non-serious and a serious name.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, maybe they're both serious. Plasty.
Plasty. Rhinoplasty.
Oh my gosh.
The Plasto Rhino.
Wait, you're just going to call him Plasty?
Plasty Rhino.
Yeah, Plasty the Rhino.
Okay.
He's a rhinoplasty.
You know,
Daisy.
You know, I got.
Daisy's really cute.
Daisy's so cute.
Daisy's
That's
really
what I thought
cute.
Of. Daisy or Plasty.
I do like it when pets are named other animal names. Like my friends.
I love that.
My friends had a cat named Moose.
I love it when animals are named after. I have a dog named Cricket.
You know, I had septorhinoplasty and it did not work.
Oh,
what do you mean?
I had septorhinoplasty on my nose.
Look at all.
You guys don't
but
know this?
I thought that happens after my nose job,
but I thought that was all cosmetic.
No, no. My nose is crooked, and then they shave some stuff so I could breathe better in one nostril, but I still can't.
You can't?
I don't.
Plug
I don't,
one nostril, see how well you can breathe. Well, close your mouth.
See, this one, there's less air
I flow. I could hear the less air flow.
But also, like, if you, like, in order for my nose to face you, my face has to be a little off. Like, I have to...
Now that's just because you're not symmetrical. Mean.
No, my nose is crooked. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, a little
nose,
bit.
That's
it's
what
just
I,
a little.
That's what I just. Yeah.
Well, it's not like it's just kind. It just has a little.
No, no, it's off. It's off. It's straight up off.
Okay. I had a dog growing up. My dad named it D.O.G.
That's funny.
It was named D.O.G.
I really do think it's hilarious when people. We had a class pet when I was a kid, that was a guinea pig, and it was named Turtle. And I have a dog named Cricket, and then there's a horse in one of my favorite movies named Possum.
That's cute.
It's so cute.
That's cute.
It's
so adorable. What would you name this little
Daisy's
guy?
Daisy's really cute. I think that's adorable. And I just saw it's a female, so I didn't know that when I came up with my name.
Okay.
But I thought
try to beat plastic.
Maybe we should name it Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin Culkin. Because that's technically his full name.
Maybe we should name it.
Kyle, I got nothing witty off the top of my head.
Okay. I know it's a little basic, but this is in Cleveland. Cleveland's only a couple hours from the Cincinnati Zoo. We know who's from the Cincinnati Zoo.
Harambe?
Yeah. Just dial me in for Harambe. I know it's overused.
Maybe the spirit of Harambe is back.
But it's funny.
As a rhino. But it's a little girl rhino.
Yeah, well, it was a boy gorilla, so now it's a girl rhino.
That's what happens.
It's a circle of life.
Equity. Inclusion.
Yeah. Do you guys know Taylor Schrull killed Harambe?
Crazy. Oh, yeah, Taylor Schrull did. Yeah, he shot. That's crazy. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
What?
Taylor Schrull shot Harambe.
Yeah, why? Before he was a podcaster, he worked as like a cop at the thing.
Isn't
at the
crazy?
Zoo.
With a camera.
No, with a gun.
A big
with
gun.
A blow dart?
Yeah, he killed Harambe.
No, one shot kill.
Yeah.
Anna, cut that out.
Is this a bit?
Taylor Schrull. We're going to make that to a real. Taylor Schrull killed Harambe.
It was really sad.
I thought you meant cut that out, like edit it out.
No,
I was like,
don't
no,
edit
that was
out.
Funny. That was a good bit. We're trying to start beef.
Yeah.
All right.
But not physical beef because
you have a lot of practice.
He might kick our butts.
Yeah.
I do have a lot of practice naming things, but I got nothing off the top of my head.
It's a cute little rhino, though.
It almost looks like an elephant, so maybe Dumbo. I don't know.
Aww.
Kind of looks like a baby elephant a little bit.
Okay.
If you kind of squint your eyes.
Its face, because it doesn't have the horn on its nose.
Elephant,
the
baby elephants
really
are so
hey,
cute.
Allie.
What?
I'm not supposed to call it a horn.
Are any of you guys on Be Real? What do we think about Be Real?
What are you supposed to
Be
call?
Real, what's that?
It's like the newest social media. You guys aren't on Be Real?
What?
No.
Oh my God.
I actually came up with another social media.
Show us, Kyle. Bring up Be Real.
I want another social media.
All right, well, Be Real is like different. Be Real is like different. The way it works is the idea is that you're supposed to like be real, right? That's the name.
Okay. I don't even have a TikTok yet.
All right, well, yeah, I need to let you know how far you are behind. Oh gosh!
That how is
I
weird
really
spelling.
Butchered the spelling
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
So the way it works is that every day at a different time, and same for everybody, everyone's notified to simultaneously you have to take a photo and capture it within 2 minutes.
Ooh.
And the idea is you figure out exactly what your friends are doing right now. It's like right now I just got my B reel. So smile, team.
Wait, what does this do?
Is this taking a picture
of
you or
us? Yeah, I was
going to
say.
It takes a photo of both. It takes a photo from both sides of the camera. So, like, right now, I can scroll through my timeline and see, like, exactly who's doing what. I only have one person's post so far. It's Erin Walsh. She is sitting in bed watching television. But
you
know what?
You can only post once a day?
Only post once a day. You got to post in the 2 minutes or it shows up as late and everyone knows.
Wait, you have to post in the 2 minutes? What do you mean?
Yeah, so, like, I got the notification. I had to post right then.
Really?
Right
that's
then.
Why you brought this up?
Yeah. The notification just went off.
That's really cool. So it's kind of like it's like an unfiltered, like you don't have time to filter anything. It's
right.
Just,
wow.
This is just what it is.
That's pretty cool, actually.
So do they disappear or do the pictures stay on
Yeah,
like,
you can
timeline?
Only really see them for 24 hours is the deal.
Oh, it's like stories.
So it's like a Snapchat, but you're forced to post one.
I think it's so cool. It takes a front facing and a outward facing picture.
Yeah, like I'm looking. I've got a couple posts here.
Can you pull up? Like what it looks like? Like, can you click that link? Be real.
Yeah, I don't know what the website will show us, but we'll give it a click.
Yeah.
So yeah, you get this notification here. Wow,
it looks like the child abducted notification.
And this is kind of what it looks like. You see how it's mostly the front-facing camera, but also shows the back.
So cool.
And everyone's supposed to post at the same time is the idea.
This reminds me of Beam. Do you remember Casey Neistat tried to launch an app called Beam?
No.
Yeah, well, there's the end of that story.
Similar vibes.
Speaking of like Amber Alerts, I feel like we've been getting a lot lately.
I know.
I haven't gotten any.
Oh, guys, Amber Alert topic. I made conversation with another man at Home Depot, which was difficult for me because I feel out of place there.
We're proud of you.
Okay,
but
good job.
I have my Amber Alerts turned off because like it's never within an hour and a half for me, and there's nothing I'm going to do about it, so I don't want it.
Why am I getting Amber Alerts for Houston?
I never get them.
So I'm in public, and Amber Alert goes off. I hear it on everyone else's phone except for mine. And I went up to this guy next to me, and I was like, hey, man, this is really awkward because, like, whenever this happens, my phone doesn't go off because I'm a jerk. And he's like, how do you do that? And I felt really, really cool, which is rare because I never feel cool inside of Home Depot because I never know what I'm looking for.
So you turned off his notifications?
I just said, yeah, just like searching in settings, really it'll come right up.
Oh, my Amber Alerts are turned off.
Allie!
Go, boss!
My emergency alerts are turned off. That's not good.
Allie says she's just vibing. She doesn't need it.
I will turn on my emergency alerts.
I feel like we got 2 or 3 in one day this weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. All right. Now that we're 50 minutes into the podcast, there's no way my girlfriend is listening at this
point. Okay, perfect.
Let's talk about this anniversary.
Okay, so tell them what's happening. We're recording on a Monday.
So today is Monday, July 25th. My girlfriend, Stephanie, who I love to death, our anniversary is tomorrow, and we are going to go out.
How many years?
2-year anniversary. 2 years.
That's big.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I am not sure yet. My initial plan was I wanted to go to this place called Uchi, which is like this cool Japanese restaurant downtown, phenomenal reviews.
Okay.
But I actually looked like 2 weeks in advance, but the only reservations for tonight or tomorrow night were like the bar and the patio, and I didn't want to do that.
Okay. No.
So I'm not really sure. But here's the great thing about being a guy. Is that if you ever don't actually have plans for, like, a special night, you just say it's a surprise. And then you can make them, like, same day, and it's not an issue. Long as it's a surprise, there's no worries. You just have to make it happen. So
that's the thing, though. You have to make it happen.
Does she like sushi?
I don't like sushi, so we're not getting sushi.
Well.
My plan right now is I think I know where we're going to go for, like, pre-dinner drinks. I want to go to this place called Parliament in Dallas. It looks really cool. Cute. They have a great Sazerac, apparently. I'm kind of a jerk, so I like Sazeracs.
Have you guys ridden the train?
Okay.
Kyle, that's always a fun date thing to do, ride the train.
I don't want to ride the train. It's the anniversary. I was going to get an Uber, maybe an XL.
Ooh, an XL.
No, what you should do is do Turo, Kyle, and rent, like, a super... classy, like sports car or something.
I hear you, but I'm gonna be drinking.
You're gonna be what?
Drinking.
Do
the XL route.
Do you want me to dress up in a tuxedo and drive you around?
Oh my god,
that would be like funny, but a little weird.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, what would get weird? I'll be your Uber driver.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You pay Edmund.
Stephanie, it's our 2-year anniversary. Me and my youth minister driving around.
Me and my youth minister.
We've got like 8 episodes without making that joke,
Kyle. We've done weirder things. I mean.
Fair enough.
Excuse-